So far throughout this process of dealing with COVID-19, we've been able to get half of our workforce tested. Our current situation is we're managing a little over 90 active cases out there. We have over 100 that have recovered from COVID. Just to take a step back as far as what's happening in the manufacturing facility, first and foremost is to know that for months we've been operating at a level that is above and beyond OSHA and CDC guidance for essential food manufacturing facilities. And it really starts as people come in. It's how do you keep COVID out? It's wearing a mask as employees are coming into the facility. It's foot sanitizers as they come in. It's a thermal scanning temperature taking along with a very robust health screening at before they enter the facility. There's a disinfecting team that follows them around as different departments report to work. So all common touch points are disinfected after each department reports to work. We have face shields are then added as they enter with masks. Face shields are worn out in the production facility. We've also added physical barriers in between all workstations that don't allow for proper social distancing. When employees are at break time, we've increased the amount of square footage that's available at break. We've added break room tables. We've added barriers in the break rooms to enable social distancing while on break and rest periods. We have a disinfecting team that will follow employees around throughout the cafeteria to disinfect microwaves after their use, vending machines after use, after any common touch point in any welfare area. Since before our first positive COVID case, it's important to know we've been having weekly meetings with our employees, anticipating that at some point in time, this would happen, is where we would have COVID cases that would be brought into our facility that we would need to deal with. We are seeing also a significant number of households affected by this and, you know, communal living, and employees are living with other larger groups as it spreads throughout those households.